ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् Bhagavad Gita as it is, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Chapter 6, text 36. Asangyatatmana yogo dushprapa iti me matihi vashyatmana vashyatmana tu yatata Shakyo Vaptum Upayataha. Lord Krishna tells Arjuna, for one whose mind is unbridled, self-realization is difficult work. But he whose mind is controlled and who strives by appropriate means is assured of success. That is my opinion. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead declares that one who does not accept the proper treatment to detach the mind from material engagement can hardly achieve success in self-realization. Trying to practice yoga while engaging the mind in material enjoyment is like trying to ignite a fire while pouring water on it. Yoga practice without mental control is a waste of time. Such a show of yoga may be materially lucrative, but it is useless as far as spiritual realization is concerned. Therefore, one must control the mind by engaging it constantly in the transcendental, loving service of the Lord. Unless one is engaged in Krishna consciousness, he cannot steadily control the mind. A Krishna-conscious person easily achieves the result of yoga practice without separate endeavor, but a yoga practitioner cannot achieve success without becoming Krishna-conscious. Asangyatatmana yogo doshprapa iti me matihi vashyatmana tu yatata shakyo vaptum upayataha. Chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita is the chapter on yoga, as the term yoga is often understood to mean. Meditational yoga is discussed here. Arjuna has given his objection. It all hinges on controlling the mind. That's not an easy thing to do. Krishna agrees. In the previous verse, Krishna has agreed. He said, Asangshayam Mahabaho Manah Dur Nigraham Chalam Abhyasena Tu Kontaya Vairagyena Tu Grihyate. Krishna says, yep, you're right. It sure is difficult to control the mind. But it's possible by practice and by detachment. But then Krishna goes on to say in this verse, if mind is not controlled, then it's going to be very difficult to achieve yoga, to achieve self-realization. But if the mind is controlled, and if you strive by appropriate means, then you're sure of success. So there you are, assurance of success. The only thing is to have to control the mind. That's the difficult part, coming back to this point. But then Krishna says that for the devotee in Krishna consciousness, it's possible to control the mind. And that brings us to the thought of Krishna's assurance a little later in Bhagavad Gita, the Teisham Satata Yuktanang Bhajatang Priti Purvakam Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yena Mam Upayanti Te. Krishna says that for those who are always engaged in my service, with love, I give them the intelligence by which they can come to me. Krishna helps the devotee. That's If we're trying to perform yoga, it's very difficult by ourselves to control the mind. But if we try to love Krishna and engage in his service, then Krishna helps. He may help the yogi also. No one can do anything without Krishna's help. He helps everyone. He helps the demons to be demons. Surprising, huh? Why should he help the demons to be demons? He helps them to fulfill their desire. He may punish them also. So he helps the yogi, but special help is there for the devotees. This special mercy is there. We've heard the term special mercy. It's quite popular, floating around, but that is for devotees. But special mercy means that one gets the mercy of Krishna, and one also has to strive by appropriate means. So who can be a yogi who can meditate like that? You have to be very, very, very determined to sit for, to dedicate yourself to a life of performing such austerities for the whole life. Whole life and maybe for many lives. Very difficult austerities. For the sake of self-realization. You have to be very, very dedicated. Generally only a person who has practiced in previous lives and come to the stage of realizing that I have to get out of this cycle of birth and death. I have to do something about it. I got this human life. I've got to do whatever I can do to get out of the cycle of birth and death. And therefore they take up the very difficult practices. That's not necessary for devotees, but it is also pertinent to realize that actually if we say that, or we say, Krishna says, that the best yoga is bhakti yoga, yoginam api sarvesham, madgate inantaratmana, shraddhavan, bhajate yomam, samayukta tamomata. Krishna says, he's in giving his opinion, that the best of all yogis is one who has taken me into his heart and made me the object of his worship with full faith. So that's the best yoga. Then what qualification is required for that? If to perform this yoga of severe austerities, to control the mind and senses, how qualified one has to be to do that? Then how much more qualification is required to perform bhakti yoga? And then who's going to be qualified to do that? Well, fortunately, to take up bhakti yoga doesn't require any prior qualification. This is a major point that is made by the acharyas again and again and again. Now, of course, another teaching of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita is Yeshang Tvantagatang Papam Jananang Punya Karmanam Tedvanva Mohanir Mukta Bhajante Mandiravrataha. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, and who are free from the duality of delusion, such people engage in my devotional service with determination. So it appears that there is some piety required to be able to take up devotional service. But that's not exactly the same as the piety of people who are striving for material advancement by being pious. Material piety. There's a difference between material piety and Krishna conscious piety. And one may be completely devoid of any mundane pious activities and still take up devotional service. Sanatan Goswami prays. Rupa Goswami has included this prayer in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It's also cited in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches Sanatan Goswami teaches Sanatan Goswami, what is the mood of a devotee in what is the mood of the of a devotee in executing devotional service? He feels himself hopeless, but he maintains hope that Krishna will help me. Asha bandha. He's fixed up in that hope, even though otherwise he's hopeless. This is the feeling of a devotee. Devotee feels I'm simply unqualified to perform devotional service. I'll read this verse. Srila Prabhupada, yeah, he often quoted this among the hundreds and who knows how many thousands of verses that Srila Prabhupada quoted to help us understand the teachings of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Acharya. So here's one verse stated to be by Sanatan Goswami. Na prema shravanadi bhaktirapi va yogota va vaishnavo gyanam va shubha karma va kiyadaho sajjatir api asti va hinartha adhika sadhake twaita tapya chedya mula sati. He gopi janna valabhaya vyathayate ha ha mad nad ashaiva mam. Srila Prabhupada has given the translation as follows. O my Lord, I do not have any love for you, nor am I qualified for discharging devotional service by chanting and hearing. Nor do I possess the mystic power of a Vaishnava, knowledge or pious activities, nor do I belong to a very high caste family. On the whole, I do not possess anything. Still, O beloved of the gopis, because you bestow your mercy on the fallen, on the most fallen, I have an unbreakable hope that is constantly in my heart. That hope is always giving me pain. So Sanatan Goswami is expressing like this. He's that I'm completely unqualified. This is another inconceivable feature of pure devotees and pure devotional service. They are perfect devotees, but they actually feel themselves to be the most fallen. And it's as if they say they're the most unqualified, whereas actually they are certainly the most qualified. Then what is our situation? We're actually, at least I can speak for myself, that when these great devotees, they say, I have no love for you, I'm not qualified for hearing and chanting. They say so out of their great humility. And at least in my case, I can say that it's reality. There's humility and there's reality. Humility and realism, we can say that what background do I have? If I look up myself, there's no background, there's nothing in my life that was any trace of anything approaching any piety. But Srila Prabhupada very kindly bestowed his mercy, and that's all. That's the only thing I can say, that I was fortunate enough to accept that mercy. So humility and realism, let's be realistic. How many of us are great yogis, great devotees? Well, actually, you are. You're being engaged in the service, which is the service that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself did, which is to travel around South India and preach Krishna consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself did this. But we're so fortunate that we have this opportunity to do that, and South India, and there's the whole world. Srila Prabhupada went all over the world preaching Krishna consciousness. Devotees are preaching in different places. Most unlikely places. And now by the grace of the internet, the preaching's going even into countries where it couldn't penetrate previously. The internet is there. the Trojan horse for smuggling in Krishna consciousness everywhere. So we should feel like this. We should, by reading this, if we don't feel like this, if we think, well, I'm doing pretty good, we should consider. Sanatana Goswami, he doesn't say, I'm doing very good. He thinks, I'm most fallen. I'm simply holding on by the mercy. Now, in this prayer, Rupa, Sanatana, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they've all quoted this prayer. I have no qualification. But then you can go a step further and say, not only do I not have any qualification, but I'm totally disqualified. And I'll read a prayer of Bhaktivinoda Thakur in this regard, which is completely inconceivable how such a great devotee as Bhaktivinoda Thakur can feel so fallen. Well, that's why he's a great devotee, because he feels so fallen. That's one of the qualifications of a great devotee. This is from his Yamuna Bhavavali, in which he's paraphrased some of the prayers of Yamuna Acharya in his Stotra Ratna. He's paraphrased them in Bengali. You want some jewels? Anyone want jewels? You want to become wealthy? Get some jewels? You can read the Stotra Ratna. Very beautiful. And that was known even to Rupa and Sanatana, even before they met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that had come. That had circulated up to the Vaishnavas of Bengal, because we find in Chaitanya Charitamrita that they quote this from Stotra Ratna. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Heno dushta karma nai jaha ami kari nai sahasra sahasra barahari. He says that there is no such bad activity that I have. He's praying to Krishna, Hari. There's no such bad activity that I've not performed thousands and thousands of times. So not only non-qualification, but he's talking about disqualification. Who commits sinful, dushta karma? Who performs sinful activities? Those who are dushkriti, namang dushkriti no murha. People who are against Krishna consciousness, they perform very sinful activities. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his intense humility, is inconceivable humility, is praying like this. He goes on, Sheshab karma fal pay abarshar bal amai pishiche jantropuri. Now I have the fruit of my past karma. Powerless I suffer riding on a machine. The machine means we're in this material body. We're just being carried away by the force of our previous activities. It's like a car out of control. We're just carried away by our fate. And it's not good. The fate is not good. Gati nahi deki ar kande hari oniba toma ogrete ebeyami. So he says, I don't see any other shelter. I see no other shelter. Again and again I weep. Toma Ogrete abeyami. Now I'm standing before you. Ja tomar hoy mone donda deo okinchani. Tumi mo donda dharo shami. So, I'll just read the translation. Please give the punishment that your heart thinks right. Whatever you have in your mind is best for me. You punish me. This okinchan, I have nothing but you. But if you, whatever you think is right punishment, you give me. You are my Dandadhara Swami. You are my master. You have the stick and it's up to you to beat me. Klesh bhog bhage jato. Bhog mor hao toto. Kintu ek mama nibedon. JJ dosha bhoga ami amake na charo shami. Bhakati bino de pranadhan. So this is taking from Yamunacharya, but you know, Thakur has made this his own personal prayer. He's praying to Krishna, you are the my pranadhan. You are the wealth of my life. So he prays that, according to my previous karma, I'm on this machine, this body, so I have to enjoy and suffer. But whatever suffering or enjoyment, whatever's there, whatever I have to suffer or enjoy, I have one request to you, he says. In whatever situation I'm placed, to enjoy or suffer this material world, you please do not let me go. Do not abandon me. So this is the prayer that I'm in this situation. I'm sinful. I've got this body. I'm carried away by my fate. We don't know what will happen to this body. What will happen? But I just simply pray. I'm being carried away. I don't even know it. It's as if I don't even know if I can. What will happen? Will I stick with you? What? I want to be with you, but I'm carried away. But please, you don't let me go. This is his prayer. This is the mood of a Vaishnava, which we can imbibe from the great acharyas. Krishna in Bhagavad Gita is speaking. Mostly, quite formally, he's giving it an instruction manual. He gives some hints of the bliss of bhakti, and that is more elaborated in Srimad Bhagavatam, the mood of a devotee, and more so in the prayers of the acharyas. Now, I decided to speak on this because one devotee had written to me feeling disqualified. It's good to feel disqualified, but it's good to act also in a way that makes us eligible for devotional service. For instance, if we think, well, I'm not feeling humble or fallen enough, so let me just go out and chop a few people's heads off, and then I'll feel really sinful. That's not a good policy. That's not a good policy. One should really strive to be a devotee in the fullest sense of the term. Maitra Karuna Evacha. One should be very friendly and merciful to everyone. But we are on a machine. This body, the body is there, and the subtle body is there also. So it's a very strong influence from previous lives, which may impel us to act in ways which are not proper for a Vaishnava. So what to do? We have to control the mind. How do we control the mind? In this verse, control the mind and strives by appropriate means. So the appropriate, and then we're assured of success. Then we're assured of success. So control the mind and strive by appropriate means. The appropriate means is to perform devotional service. And that will help to control the mind. But we also have to make our own effort to do that. Therefore, we accept the discipline, rising early, chanting, regulated service, all these things. This is the appropriate means which will help to control the mind And not just control it, calm down, calm down, calm down. Not just to calm down the mind. The yogis want to calm down the mind. But the devotees, they want to place the mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. So it's really a very different approach. That's simply to make the mind still and calm and quiet. But the devotees want to fully attach the mind to Krishna, as our acharyas have revealed to us their hearts, how their hearts are attached to Krishna. So this devotee was writing saying, well, I'm supposed to be initiated, but I feel I'm not qualified for initiation. The qualification is that one will strive by the right means, which means minimally 16 rounds, chanting every day, Maha Mantra, four regulative principles. And we bring along with us a whole bunch of baggage, of contaminations. But that's why we accept the process of devotional service, to become free of those contaminations and then go on further to not just be free of contamination, but to be purified and fully in love with Krishna. And the process of purification that's given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Guru Padashrayas Tasmat Krishna Dikshanu Shikshanam. So it begins with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Well, he puts the beginning at the point of accepting a guru, taking shelter of a guru, and then the next step is to take initiation, and then shiksha, instruction, and vishramba. One should perform seva, vishrambhena guru seva. One should perform service to the guru with affection. And then there are so many things. We have to associate with devotees and bhoga tyagadi, Krishna hetave, giving up enjoyment and renunciation, everything for Krishna's pleasure. So the whole process is given. But we shouldn't think that I'm just too fallen even to take the devotional service, because every living being is qualified by nature to take the devotional service. There is no living being in the universe who is not qualified to take the devotional service. Let me qualify that statement, to use the word qualify in another way. Another meaning of the word qualify, let me modify it. That qualification is required, that one has to be prepared to take it up. Otherwise, by nature, everyone is a devotee of Krishna. That's why Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that if we think that I've made someone into a devotee, we're wrong, because everyone already is a devotee, but it's a matter of bringing out that dormant propensity within the heart, matter of reigniting that nitya siddha Krishna prema, that eternally existing propensity to love Krishna, but which has become covered, and then one takes to the appropriate means, which is shavanadi, hearing, chanting, remembering Krishna, and then shuddha chitte koreyodai. If one takes to this, then the heart, the purity of heart will become manifest. So appropriate means are there. If we don't take up the appropriate means, then there's no hope whatsoever. So we have to maintain the hope. We see from our acharyas, they feel that they are hopeless, but the only hope, Ashabandha, Samudkanta, these two, in the two, among the qualities of a devotee who's an advanced devotee who's in the stage of bhav, these two go together, Ashabandha, Samudkanta, the Ashabandha, the hope that despite all my disqualifications, Krishna will deliver me. And then Samudkanta, that great confidence and eagerness that certainly Krishna will deliver me. So this is our hope. Otherwise, what hope do we have? Our situation is hopeless, but by the mercy of that most merciful Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, send his representatives, we can be uplifted. We shouldn't think that I'm so fallen, I'm completely hopeless. We should have faith that however fallen we are, somehow or other, if we hold on to Krishna and his devotees, they will deliver us. As Srila Prabhupada is famously quoted as having said, that you just hold on to my dhoti and I'll take you back to Godhead. Hold on to his dhoti means somehow we'll be in contact. Especially, of course, Srila Prabhupada emphasized, following the rules and regulations. There are so many things we have to be aware of. We shouldn't think that, go to a Rath Yatra once a year, that's my devotional service. But really the endeavor, strive by appropriate means. Upayataha, Srila Prabhupada has translated in this verse, upayataha, by appropriate means. The word strive, that's a very important word. It means to strive, means to try with great effort over a prolonged period, tivrena, bhakti, yogena, to really try and keep on going. And then we'll slip again and again. We will slip. We have to keep on going up. We have a good helper. We have Krishna. We have the acharyas. Our position is not hopeless, but we have to really apply ourselves to that. And in our day-to-day life also, we have to live in this world in such a way that we can live as peacefully as possible so that we can execute our devotional service and live in such a way that we can inspire others in devotional service. Like I say, you're very fortunate. The devotees who are present here, traveling around, preaching, but everyone at home, the mother, the father, they have to act in a way that will be conducive for their children, so their children will also be proud of their having such good parents and want to follow in their footsteps. So sometimes it's the children who take up devotional service and then spy their parents, whatever situation we're in. Let us act in such a way that we can actually be representatives of Krishna, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Srila Prabhupada, of all the acharyas, and let people see the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let them see that this person has so much bad background, but now is such a humble, dedicated devotee of Krishna. Let others see. Not that we make a show, but if we are actually advancing in devotional service, then that will be obvious, because people in this world, they are absorbed in asadgrahat. They are absorbed in the temporary, in the unreal. People are shallow and petty. And the modern so-called culture makes people more and more shallow and petty, simply concerned how to make money and have a big house and be prestigious and all kinds of trivial things like this. So devotees, we do have a much better goal. We have a much better life. They're so fortunate. So let us strive by appropriate means, control the mind as far as we can, this mad mind, Control the mind means chant Hare Krishna. You know the story of the genie? The genie, how to engage the genie? Chant Hare Krishna, that's all. You can go on and on. So chant the holy names and have hope. We have good hope. There's in South Africa the Cape of Good Hope. You heard of that? It's at the south of the African continent. Because the sailors coming from Europe on their way to India means they bypassed, well, not all, but many of them bypassed India. So when they got to a place where they're having come from Europe and going south, 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 and there's no way to go. They want to go to India, which is east, and there's no way to go because Africa's there, the landmass. So they can turn. Now they're heading toward the place they actually want to go to. And so we've gone a long way. The end is in sight. We're going to reach it. So good hope. We have good hope. We're going to actually reach our goal. So we can have good hope. We come a long way to be able to be engaged in devotional service. So we're almost there. How many lifetimes have we gone through simply avoiding Krishna? Now we're so close. Even we have so many bad things stuck in the mind, but we're so close. We're chanting Hare Krishna. We're worshipping Krishna. Bahunam janmanamante gyanavam mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. It's a very rare position to attain. Even for highly advanced transcendentalists, we're so close now. So don't go back. Don't be discouraged. Don't be foolish. Grab the mercy. Take it. Go on. Keep striving by appropriate means. And then Krishna says, such a person is assured of success. Hare Krishna. Any question about this? No. So I'll finish by reciting a verse that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur often used to recite at the end of his talks, and his talks were short. Talk for him was 2 hours. So he would quote this from the Padyavali compendium of Rupa Goswami. I have to check further, but as far as I see, he would quote this, especially when he was talking among a group of his disciples and devotees. And then he would quote another verse when he was outside preaching to the public. Anyway, this verse from Padyavali. Parivadatu jano yata tata va. Nanu mukharo na vayang vichare yamaha. Hari rasamadira madati matta bhuvi viluthama natama nirvishama. The translation of which is more or less like this, that people talk a lot, they will criticize us, let them criticize us, we don't care. We will be being drunk with the wine of Hari Rasa. We'll become drunk and mad, roll on the ground and dance, and we won't care what anyone thinks. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur didn't personally behave like that. He was very staid and sober in his appearance, as suitable for his preaching activities. But this is his heart, how he's feeling. Hare Krishna. I'll read the Sanskrit verse again. for the translation. Asangyatatmana yogo dush prapa iti me mati. Vashyatmana tu yatata shakyo vaptum upayataha. For one whose mind is unbridled, self-realization is difficult work. But he whose mind is controlled and who strives by appropriate means is assured of success. That is my opinion.